Our first story, Bahrain's regime forces cracked down on protesters who are mourning for a 17-year-old youth who was killed by government troops a day earlier. The protesters have held a funeral for Ali Khalil al-Sabah in the village of Bani Jamra, west of the capital Manama. Sabah was shot dead by regime forces there on Tuesday. He's the latest victim of the ongoing crackdown by the al-Khalifa regime on dissent. Police, however, say that he died after a bomb he was holding in his hands went off. They also claim that he was wanted for criminal offenses. Bahrain has been the scene of pro-democracy rallies for more than 2 years now. The al-Khalifa is responding with heavy-handed tactics which have led to scores of deaths and thousands of detentions. Let's bring in Ali Al-Fayez. He's a Bahraini activist who joins us from London. Ali Al-Fayez, the United States in particular has been criticized for the past at least few years for not doing enough for the case of the opposition in Bahrain. But at the same time, we see the U.S., along with some other Western countries like the U.K., who are known to sell arms, most recently the U.S., to these Persian Gulf countries. Isn't that, in a way, emphasizing indirectly their support for these regimes, such as the one in Bahrain?
Thank you for inviting me. I think it's not indirectly, it's a direct support and coverage for the al-Khalifa regime in Bahrain. United States and United Kingdom is not only supplying weapons and supplying security know-how to the government of al-Khalifa and the regime of al-Khalifa, but they are providing them with the political coverage everywhere. And they are stopping the Bahraini people to put any kind of cases in, for instance, the International Court or in Geneva. Today, Bahrain regime is standing and still continuing this killing machine because he is enjoying the support from particularly United States and United Kingdom.
If we were to look at the U.S.'s importance of this country, this Persian Gulf country, Bahrain, the fingers are pointing at their Fifth Fleet. How much of the factor does the Fifth Fleet play in terms of the U.S. looking the other way when it comes to Bahrain?
Well, I think the Fifth Fleet is one of the factors that play a big role to support the al-Khalifa regime, but that's not only the factor. Americans are having built up their allies in the Gulf based on their problem with the Iranian revolution after it become a real on the ground on 1979, 1980, and that's why they established the GCC, Gulf Cooperation Council, to counterpart the Iranian as a revolution for a change. Americans have built up their allies based on that and not based on the people, what the people wants in the Gulf state. And that's why today they are kind of reviewing their policy, and that's why they want to open up a dialogue with Iranians. Saudi is not happy with that, but Americans have only path for their to continue their existence and to protect their interest is to have a dialogue with Iranians. We believe this allies is not an ally, but rather a staff to deliver what needs to be done by the American and United Kingdom governments.
Thank you very much for that. Ali Al-Fayez, Bahraini activist there from London. Thank you.